For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. In some ways and places, the Trump agenda continues on apace. Republicans, wherever they have the majority, are pushing ahead with laws that they see as a counterpoint to Democrats. Here to go over some recent political maneuvering is Memphis analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Thank you, Chris. Good to be with you.
Otis, we've talked here many times about how this last election has really turned Republican-led states into hotbeds for culture war issues. This year, especially, we saw many states, Mississippi, Tennessee, Texas, push abortion restrictions that were designed for a Supreme Court battle that they now expect to win, given the current political makeup of the court. What would overturning Roe versus Wade mean for Tennesseans?
Well, I think you would see a rush by our state legislature to put that into law instead of sort of nibbling around the edges, which is what this legislature has done with fetal heartbeat bills and other things of that nature. You will see the legislature immediately file and pass legislation that outright bans abortion in the state of Tennessee, period.
In the past, it seems like the legislature has been less inclined for a full outright ban. Is that only because they didn't have the legal opportunity to do that?
Right. Chris, I think there has been a race by several states to be the first to get to the Supreme Court with something that would be the catalyst to strike down Roe versus Wade. If that happens with this latest Supreme Court decision out of Mississippi, I believe, then Tennessee would rush to just outright ban abortion if the Supreme Court strikes it down.
Given Tennessee Republicans trying to court businesses and international and national companies to move here to Memphis and to Nashville especially, there may be a difference between public opinion and the opinion of lawmakers across the state in abortion. When you look at public opinion versus the Republican Party, even in a Republican-led state, we have to talk about the recent ballot initiative in Mississippi to legalize medical marijuana. When lawmakers refused to even consider this issue, citizens went out, got signatures, and their initiative passed with 74% of voters. But the state's own Supreme Court justices came up with this novel idea that when Mississippi lost one congressional district in the 2000 census, citizens then lost the right to do ballot initiatives because the old wording in the state constitution says there are five districts in the state and right. Not four. It's a legal technicality. In 20 years, the courts have never brought this up. Otis, what has been the response to this statewide?
In some corners, it's been sheer anger. In other corners, that's just another example of the incompetence of our state government. 74% of the voters, that cuts across all of both parties here, Chris, supported this. And it, as you said, it was a grassroots initiative. It did not generate from the legislature. And that's one of the reasons why they don't like it, because it wasn't their idea.
It's surprising that many lawmakers are now having to address this. There was so much anger that lawmakers are saying, look, we will try to deal with this some way, either fixing the state constitution or creating another initiative. They're not sure how to do it, but it seems like the citizens are saying, look, you can't just overrule us when we voted in such large numbers. And that's happening in Mississippi.
Absolutely. And on top of that, the citizens of Mississippi are saying, hey, look, we did what you told us we needed to do. We followed the rules. This is travesty at the highest level, Chris. So the legislature and the governor has a vested interest in making sure that this gets fixed and gets fixed really quickly.
Well, turning to national politics for a minute, Memphis Congressman Steve Cohen has been a vocal supporter of a commission to look into the January 6th insurrection. It is a stark contrast to David Kustoff, who makes his home in East Memphis. He has moved to the far right, including supporting overturning the 2020 election. But he avoids the media and doesn't talk publicly about his right-wing views. Why is that?
The overwhelming majority of the district is in rural West Tennessee, and Kustoff knows that. And so Kustoff is catering to his very conservative, Donald Trump-loving base with pretty much every decision that he makes. But he is also smart enough to know that I can't get on social media and blast out what I've done, because there are still a sizable number of reasonable people in his district, especially here in Shelby County, who think that what he is doing is outrageous. So he wants to keep quiet about it. That's the case with this 9/11 commission. It's been the case with a couple of other things that have happened lately, where he has sided with the conservatives against reasonableness. And he's not talking about it because he knows that people will say that this congressman has totally bought in to the conspiracy QAnon side of politics, because he thinks that's where his votes will come from in the future.
Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about Tennessee politics. Thanks again.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.